Today is the 20th.
Good morning. It is April 20th, 2026. It is 9:30. We will open our public hearing for talk about an ag protection zone. I'm Commissioner Blackburn.
Commissioner Kerry Cook.
Commissioner Bryan.
Michael Wayne, Wayne County Attorney.
Colleen Allen, County Recorder, Treasurer.
Sharon Torkerson, Assessor.
Thank you.
And the rest of the public.
And the rest of the public. If you haven't signed in, please sign in so we can keep track of the minutes of the meeting. Do we have any public comment about this ag protection zone?
Just had a few, guess I can go. I just had a few questions on it.
State your name, please.
I'm Ty Reese.
Okay.
Just had a few questions just to understand it a little bit better. From the research I could do, it just seemed like it completely applied to only the property. I guess my question is that there's no effect on adjacent properties because of this, right? It's essentially protecting anything inside the property boundaries from continuing the business or the agricultural use as is. Essentially, that other exterior operations from adjacent properties can't infringe upon this one because of nuisance or anything else. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yes.
So, obviously, the elephant in the room was the golf course idea was near some of these properties, which I assume that's a little bit of why it may have been brought up to do this, which is totally fine. In my opinion, I think it's good. I think agriculture needs to continue as is and shouldn't be affected by neighboring adjacent properties. But I was just, main thing was just curious that it doesn't affect any development or any use of adjacent properties. Because of the protection.
It doesn't affect that, but we're Wayne County's only 3% private, and 70% of that's on Greenbelt. I think it's important that things like this happen so that we can...
So it kind of protects it from encroachment. So if somebody builds lots of houses right next to it and he wants to bail in the middle of the night, they knew that's there, they're protected. Yeah. He's protected.
Sure.
That farm is protected. That's an example.
Yeah. So if there's houses bordering, you know, that property, so that's like built at your own risk because we're going to continue feeding our cows.
Yep.
We're going to continue baling our hay. Yep. You're going to smell the smell. You can build, but that's at your own risk.
There and it's protected, and that's the way it's going.
Okay. That's fine.
There'll be noise, and there'll be some other things.
Okay. That's all I had.
Any other comments?
No.
From the public?
That's good for me.
You gonna leave?
Huh?
You gonna leave?
Can I?
That's all I have.
Thanks, Ty.
You see,
I just needed that leave, so.
Okay. I got my questions answered.
Well, you got a lot of day left.
Yeah.
See, thanks, Ty.
Ben? Any comments?
You guys nailed it. I mean, it just base protects me from golfers. They can't say too much. I mean, I'm not going to change anything. That's why I'm here. And it does protect, I mean, the way I understand it, for 20 years, if I wanted to sell it tomorrow, we're going to have to do this process again to change it back. So it's just not for somebody. I mean, it's me committing to keep my practice for 20 years.
So if you sell it, does that stay with that property?
No, we have to do this again.
The new owner would...
We'd have to go through the process of planning and zoning.
Is this down by my house, 1-4, man?
Two. Well, the field, the cab barn, and the people. And he's right. The reason I'm here is just what he said. I mean, and I'll tell you what. We ought to encourage this a little bit, the way this county's... I mean, there's people that aren't going to like some of this stuff. And there's people that will bring up frivolous lawsuits that this does protect somewhat.
Yep.
I can't imagine summers without chop trucks. And
I know. But I sure don't get waved at near as much when I'm hauling manure like you get behind the kid. So I think we should encourage this a little bit. There's homes being built in fields, and it's coming.
I know Charlie Tuna dealt with this exact thing on the sawmill.
Same.
And Carl Don, they were in on it together. They had
the sounds
several.
Of the saws and the smell of the.
The money, yes. The smell of money.
So,
yeah.
See, and the thing, well, that's why I put, see, I'm in town on the one, but see, Bicknell doesn't have, these are set up some places that the town, if you want to do it in town, but see, the county's the one that, so Noreen, you might want to, I don't know. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That the town has their own.
But here's the thing there, I think. This is actually not a zone change.
Right.
It's a protection area. So the requirement would be, it would affect all surrounding, I mean, whether you're in town or out of town.
Doesn't matter.
I personally don't think so. I think where it's not actually a zone change being done in the county, it's just a protection area. It really doesn't even go through the planning and zoning as the beginning step.
Of change.
It
yeah.
gets filed through the county clerk auditor's office to come before the commission, and part of that process
yeah.
is planning and zoning and special, what is it, soil
conservation.
They all have their approvals in it. So I don't think the step, and I could be wrong, but I don't think it's Bicknell versus Wayne County.
Yeah.
I just think it's an entity requesting this, and everyone's given notice for
that
it.
That makes sense.
It is an ag producer's protection to continue management as done.
Is.
Yes,
yeah.
yes.
And it's also encouraged to be done in bigger areas. Like a whole group of farmers get together
yes.
and say, here's
yeah.
our, here's the group of land, list all the properties, do it together. But it hasn't caught on yet to do it as a big group. It's coming as an individual.
Especially with all of the development in Utah in the last few years.
And they've been available for clear back in 92, I think Chapel Farms did the first one.
And that was in 2012.
Well,
I think
clear
it was
back
in
when
2002
the first one was. Yeah,
when
a long
they did
time
the first
ago.
One.
Something too.
We only have three in Wayne County, but
for a
like
long time,
Boone
there
said,
was one.
Part of the reason too is, I mean, it protects him, but it also eliminates him from doing anything else without a lengthy process to change it back. So it really protects you, but it ties your hands too.
Sure.
Just like you were talking about a cell or something.
Yep.
It really ties those properties as is as well.
But it's not meant to be mixed up or it's an ag protection area. It's
yes.
not to be considered a conservation easement.
No.
And sometimes people tie
different.
The two together and
they're
totally different.
They're very different.
Because people are paid dollars to do a conservation easement.
Yeah.
So
where ag protection's just to protect the management of agriculture.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I don't know
So if one of a child on ag protection wants an acre to build a house, they can't do that.
It eliminates anything without going through a process to take that off. Yes, and I'm not sure I would need to check into that.
However, if they sold it to them, but you'd have to go through planning and zoning to get that sold too.
You'd have to go through planning and zoning, and this would be addressed at that time, but not just to sell. If he sold it as a whole, it doesn't go to planning and zoning.
Yeah, okay. I can figure out a way to do it.
But what, weren't we talking the other night? When was this written?
Yeah, it was written a long time
ago. A long time ago.
2000 sometime.
It was written prior to that.
Yeah.
But honestly, I don't want this to sound negative, but it had been so long since we'd had one, and I shouldn't say that because Paces did theirs in 16. But it's something that you don't do very often. We've rarely done it. So trying to find help or information on it, there's not even a lot out there with the state to find anything. They're like, you write your own ordinance, you do it, and then send us the information once
it's done. Yeah, that's pretty vague even if you Google it.
It was really vague.
Yeah.
So. Luckily, we had the two prior ones that we could pull out to go through to see, you know, exactly how it had been done, which was very helpful.
Yeah, we had a back and forth all morning figuring out.
Yeah.
We were going from office to office because we didn't know where to start, but.
Good thing. Any other comments?
Do you mind if I just read a proposal for the recorder? I don't know if it would become clear if somebody's listening to the recorder what's actually happening
here.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we probably should have done that first.
I'm just going to read what we basically published. An application has been submitted by Boone K. Taylor and Marjorie Taylor requesting the designation of certain land be zoned as an agriculture protection area. The proposed area consists of approximately 57.69 acres located in the Bicknell area. The purpose of the APA designation is to promote the continued use of the land for agriculture production and the protection and to protect it from non-agriculture development. And that's that.
Thank you. Yeah, we should have read that in the beginning.
Perfect.
Any other comments?
Just flip the recorder.
If not, we will close this public hearing. Thank you.